Jeff, thanks for joining us for the report this week. We're starting off with news of the ICU at Gila Regional Medical Center reopening. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. Gila Regional Medical Center managed to reopen their intensive care unit at 50% capacity in late November. Of course, listeners will recall that the hospital here was forced to close their ICU about a month prior to that in October because they're just so short-staffed. They needed to sort of reallocate their nurses and clinical staff to the emergency department at the hospital during the most recent COVID surge here.
Now, speaking of COVID numbers, did you have an update on that?
Things in Grant County and Southwest New Mexico are going a little better than late October, early November, which saw the peak of this latest surge. In fact, Grant County saw the highest levels of community transmission ever during the pandemic during that period. And things appear to have plateaued. New positive test results have gone down. And meanwhile, testing here in Grant County, Silver City specifically, is really on the rise. Just Tuesday this week, Jeff Fell, who is the deputy fire chief for Silver City, but who also sits on a COVID task force here locally, he told the Grant County Commission that testing was at about in the 100 to 200 tests a day here in Grant County up until really a curative company, a testing company, opened a new testing facility here in Silver City just a few weeks ago. And according to Fell, Silver City Grant County is now testing around 600 to 700 people a day. So with all those added tests, it's somewhat reassuring to know that we're still seeing less positive cases here than we were just a month ago.
Let's move on to another story, and this deals with some controversy around a Cobre school board member. What can you share with us?
That's right. The Cobre Consolidated School Board of Education voted last month on a resolution to censure one of their members, Gilbert Guadiana. And the reasons for this censure, in which he is prohibited from sitting on any committees, at least through the end of the year. It appears that they would have to take this back up again once the new year begins. But he's prohibited from sitting on any committees. And, the reasons behind that weren't made totally clear when that resolution was adopted. But during their last meeting, earlier this month, the first week of December, it was revealed that essentially there'd been an investigation of Guadiana that was conducted by an investigation firm. According to their investigation, there had been several people lodged complaints, numerous complaints. I mean, it's a really long list of complaints dating back to May and June of this year. And to summarize the complaints, essentially some workers within the district, teachers among them, were complaining that Guadiana, workplace harassment kind of summarizes it. Folks said they felt intimidated by him. Meanwhile, Guadiana has responded to this, essentially saying that this is retaliation for the things he's brought up in school board meetings that make his fellow members uncomfortable. And the sort of charges that Guadiana has made really over the years that he's been a member of the school board are that the hiring practices that the district uses are improper. And he himself has lodged complaints about this. He's reached out to the Attorney General of New Mexico, I believe, just to see if there's cause for a higher level investigation. But it must be noted, he was reelected just, you know, this past November to his position with a 60%, getting 60% of the vote. And the other thing that's notable is these charges against him, these complaints, you know, they date back to May and June, but they're only coming up now after the election.
Thank you so much for the update this week, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Anthony.